Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 12, entitled Creation of the Kumaras and Others, text number 23. Translation: Narada was born from the deliberation of Brahma, which is the best part of his body. Vishishta was born from his breathing, Daksha from a thumb, Bhrigu from his touch, and Kratu from his hand.
Перевод. Нарада родился из разума Брахмы, который является лучшей частью его тела. Васишта появился из дыхания Брахмы, Дакша из большого пальца на его руке, Бригу из его кожи, а Крату из его руки.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Narada was born from the best deliberation of Brahma, because Narada was able to deliver the Supreme Lord to anyone he liked.
Комментарий Шрила Прабхупады. Нарада появился на свет из лучшей части тела Брахмы, его разума, поэтому он может дать Верховного Господа всем, кому пожелает.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be realized by any amount of Vedic knowledge or by any number of penances.
Никакое знание вед, никакие аскезы не помогут нам постичь Верховную Личность Бога.
But a pure devotee of the Lord like Narada can deliver the Supreme Lord by his good will.
Но чистый преданный Господа, подобный Нараде, может дать Верховного Господа, кому захочет.
The very name Narada suggests that he can deliver the Supreme Lord.
Само имя Нарада указывает на то, что он способен даровать живому существу Верховного Господа.
Nara means the Supreme Lord, and Da means one who can deliver.
Нара означает, значит, Верховный Господь, а Да – тот, кто может дать.
That he can deliver the Supreme Lord does not mean that the Lord is like a commodity that can be delivered to any person.
Однако то, что Нарада способен дать живому существу Верховного Господа, вовсе не означает, что Господа можно вручить кому угодно, словно вещь.
But Narada can deliver to anyone the transcendental loving service of the Lord as a servitor, friend, parent, or lover, or one may desire, as one may desire, out of one's own transcendental love for the Lord.
Нарада может дать любому живому существу возможность заниматься трансцендентным любовным служением Господу в качестве его слуги, друга, отца, матери или возлюбленной, в зависимости от желания, продиктованного трансцендентной любовью того или иного живого существа Господа.
In other words, it is Narada only who can deliver the path of bhakti yoga, the highest mystic means for attainment of the Supreme Lord.
Иначе говоря, только Нарада способен направить человека на путь бхакти-йоги, то есть посвятить его в тайну высшего мистического метода, который поможет ему достичь Верховного Господа.
So, this section is speaking about the... What? Just sit down, be calm and peaceful. Everyone just be peaceful. Quit giving hand signals to the back of the class. Sir? This verse is describing the creation.
Этот стих описывает процесс творения.
Of all living entities.
Всех живых существ.
Coming from Lord Brahma.
Который исходит от Господа Брахма.
Just sit and sit down.
Просто сиди.
And don't move.
Не двигайся.
And just listen.
Просто слушай.
The flies won't kill me.
Мухи не убьют меня.
They're so little and I'm so big.
Они такие маленькие, я такой большой.
They won't do anything to me.
Они ничего мне не смогут сделать.
So it's describing the creation of all living entities.
Этот стих описывает творение всех живых существ.
Coming from Lord Brahma.
который происходит от Господа.
Lord Brahma is the first created being of the universe.
Господь Брахма — это первое сотворенное живое существо.
And he performed penance and tapasya.
И он совершал аскезы и тапасию.
For the purpose of getting strength to engage in his devotional service to the Lord.
Для того, чтобы получить силы, быть занятым в преданном служении Господу.
And Brahma's devotional service to the Lord was to create generations of living entities.
И служением Брахмы Верховному Господу являлось сотворение различных поколений живых существ.
So this verse today is describing so many different saints and sages that were created from Lord Brahma.
И этот текст описывает, как множество различных святых и святых появились на свет.
But it explains that the best living entity that he created was Narada.
И но объясняется, что лучшее живое существо, которое сотворил он, является Нарада.
Because Narada Muni has a special ability.
Потому что у Нарада Муни есть особая обязанность.
And that ability is that he can deliver devotional service to anyone.
И эта способность заключается в том, что он может дать преданное служение любому.
The only interest that Narada Muni has is to engage other people in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
Единственным желанием Нарада Муни является то, что он хочет дать каждому живому существу способность быть занятым преданным служением.
Because he fully knows that by that service,
потому что он знает, что благодаря этому преданному служению,
people will become free from their material concept of life.
Они, люди, освободятся от своей материальной концепции жизни.
They'll actually become liberated from material identification.
Они освободятся от материального отождествления.
And in that liberated state, they'll be able to see Krishna and serve Krishna to their heart's content.
И в этом освобожденном состоянии они смогут видеть Кришну и служить Кришне в своем сердце.
The living entity may engage in so many endeavors for happiness.
Живое существо может быть занято различными усилиями для достижения счастья.
But nothing will fully satisfy the living entity like devotional service.
Но ничто не сможет удовлетворить полностью живое существо подобно преданному служению.
In fact, every other endeavor but devotional service has some personal motive.
Любое усилие, которое осуществляется человеком, кроме преданного служения, обладает определенным мотивом.
There's no need to discuss that karmis have personal motive.
Не нужно даже обсуждать то, что карми имеют личный мотив.
And the gyanis, they have personal motive.
И гьяни тоже имеют личный мотив.
They're frustrated.
И они разочарованы.
And they want to give up the frustration of material life.
И они хотят оставить разочарование в материальной жизни.
By merging their soul into the existence of the God.
Растворив свою душу в существовании Бога.
And the mystic yogis, they have personal interest.
И мистические йоги тоже имеют личный интерес.
Because they want to show how great and how much tapasya they've done.
Потому что они хотят показать, насколько велики они и какое тапасию они совершили.
And how much power they've achieved by their performance of tapasya.
И какое могущество они получили благодаря этой тапасе.
They want people to glorify them.
Они хотят, чтобы люди прославляли их.
So some element of prestige is there.
Итак, там есть определенный элемент престижа.
But because these qualities are there within all these personalities' hearts, they can't become satisfied.
Но из-за того, что есть это качество в сердцах этих людей, они не могут быть полностью удовлетворены.
But if we become desireless, then our hearts can be satisfied.
Но если мы останемся без желаний, тогда наши сердца будут удовлетворены.
No pushing urge within our heart.
Ничто не будет толкать наше сердце.
But only the simple and pure desire to give happiness to Krishna.
Но только чистое желание дать удовольствие Кришне.
So Narada can give that type of knowledge.
И Нарада может дать такое вид знания.
And he wants to give that type of knowledge.
Он хочет дать такое вид знания.
He knows that people are looking for the ultimate range of satisfaction.
Он знает, что люди хотят обрести высший уровень наслаждения.
And being a pure devotee and situated in his relationship with the Lord, he knows that these other processes cannot satisfy us.
И будучи чистым преданным и все время занятым преданным служением, он понимает, что другого процесса не может быть.
Even Brahma states in the Brahma Samhita.
Даже Брахма говорит в Брахма Самхите.
That by study of the Vedas, one cannot know the Lord.
Просто он говорит, что просто изучая Веды, невозможно достичь Господа.
You may say, but Vedic literatures are supposed to deliver Krishna.
Но вы можете сказать, что ведические писания даны для того, чтобы открыть вам Кришну.
And Krishna himself, he states in the Gita.
И Кришна сам говорит в Бхагавад-гите.
Vedaishti sarvair aham eva vedya. That the goal of studying the Vedas is to know me.
Цель изучения Вед – познать меня.
But also Krishna tells Arjuna to give up study of the Vedas.
Но также Кришна говорит Арджуне, чтобы он оставил изучение Вед.
Why is that?
Почему это так?
Because most of the Vedic studies are meant for material elevation.
Потому что основная часть ведических писаний направлена на достижение материального совершенства.
So Brahma himself, he states.
И сам Брахма говорит.
That if you study the Vedas, you won't find Krishna.
Если вы будете изучать Веды, вы не найдете Кришну.
He says there's only one way you can know Shyamasundara in full.
Только один путь, чтобы вы могли полностью в совершенстве узнать Шамасундару.
And that's if you have unalloyed love for the Lord.
Если у вас будет беспримесная любовь к Господу.
And that unalloyed love for the Lord will be born from transcendental faith.
Это
transcendental Shraddha. That love for the Lord. Will be born from transcendental faith.
Она родится из трансцендентной веры.
We have to have real faith on Krishna.
У нас должна быть вера в Кришну.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatan Goswami that transcendental faith means to accept the fact that if I worship Krishna, all other rules and regulations of the Vedas become fulfilled.
Это означает, что вера в Кришну означает, что если человек занят служением Кришне, то тогда все требования Вед удовлетворены.
Now that may not mean much to us.
Но это не очень касается нас.
Because we're not born in Vedic culture.
Потому что мы не рождены в ведической культуре.
And we don't understand how in Vedic culture people they follow so many rules and regulations to do everything.
И мы не знаем, как в ведическом обществе люди следуют такому множеству правил и предписаний.
But Chaitanya says, just have faith on Krishna.
Но Чайтанья говорит, просто имейте веру в Кришну.
Just have faith on that cowherd boy in Vrindavan.
Имейте веру в этого пастушка во Вриндаване.
That naughty boy who plays the flute.
Этого балованного мальчика, который играет на флейте.
Who steals yogurt from the elderly gopis.
Который крадет йогурт у старших гопи.
Who steals kisses from the younger gopis.
Который крадет поцелуи молодых гопи.
If you just have faith that he's the Supreme Lord, then all other Vedic regulations are taken care of.
Если вы просто будете верить в то, что он Верховный Господь, то тогда будут удовлетворены все требования Вед.
Just like Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita.
Точно так же, как Кришна говорит Арджуне в Бхагавад-гите.
He says, give up every other religious activity and just surrender to me.
Оставь все другие виды религии, просто предайся мне.
And then he says, ma suchaha. He said, become free from fear. I will protect you from your karma.
Ma suchaha означает просто предайся, я освобожу тебя от всего страха.
So this is the qualification that we must develop to be able to know the Lord.
И таковы качества, которые мы должны развить для того, чтобы узнать Бога.
And Narada Muni can give it.
И Нарада Муни может дать это.
Because it's his commodity, he has it in his hand.
Commodity.
It's like he's a merchant. And he has the goods in his hand, so he can distribute the goods.
Он обладает этим сокровищем, которое может дать людям.
Just like Narada Muni one time was traveling.
Однажды Нарада Муни путешествовал.
You know, Narada Muni, he has special blessing from Lord Krishna.
У Нарада Муни есть особое благословение от Кришны.
Is it Narada Muni can go anywhere in the universe that he wants to go.
Narada Muni может отправиться в любое место во вселенной, куда только.
Sometimes Narada Muni is in the material world.
Иногда Narada Muni в материальном мире.
Then Narada Muni, he can just play his veena and zhoo, he can go to the spiritual world.
И он может играть на своей вине и отправиться в духовный мир.
He's always traveling everywhere.
Он все время путешествует повсюду.
And while he's traveling, he's just going, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our Nectar Devotion describes that sometimes he's chanting so enthusiastically.
В Нектаре преданности описано, что иногда он воспевает в таком энтузиазме.
That his chest is just so full of ecstasy that he breaks the Brahmin's thread on his chest. So one time Narada was on the earth planet. And he was just chanting Hare Krishna in ecstatic love. And so he saw one big Brahmin. And the Brahmin saw Narada Muni and he went, "Oh, Hare Krishna Narada." And Narada went, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." And the Brahmin said, "Narada, when are you going to go to the spiritual world again?" He said, "Very soon I'll go to the spiritual world." And he said, "When you go to the spiritual world, I have one question that I want you to ask Lord Narayan." Narada Muni said, "Harasho, what is your question?" He said, "You ask Lord Narayan, you tell him that I'm a Brahmin here. And I'm following all Vedic rules and regulations, and I want to know when Lord Narayan is going to take me back to Godhead."
Ты скажи Господу Нараяне, что я такой брахман, и я выполняю все правила предписания Вед, и спроси его, когда я должен отправиться в духовный мир.
Hare Krishna. All right, I'll ask Lord Narayan your question.
Я сказал Hare Krishna, хорошо, я задам этот вопрос Господу Нараяне.
And then Narada went a little further down the road.
И чуть дальше по дороге.
And he found one very, very poor man. Who was a shoemaker. Now these shoemakers are very, very low caste people in India. Because they're always working with the skin of animals. So that shoemaker, he looked up and he saw Narada Muni.
Сапожник посмотрел и увидел Нарада Муни.
He went, "Oh, Narada Muni, namaste, namaste."
И он так поприветствовал Нарада Муни.
He said, "Narada, I have one question to ask you."
Он сказал, "Нарада, у меня есть один вопрос к тебе."
Narada Muni said, "Yes, what is your question?"
Нарада Муни сказал, "Да, какой твой?"
He said, "When are you going to go back to Vaikuntha?"
Когда ты отправляешься вновь на Вайкунтху?
Narada said, "Very soon."
Очень скоро.
He said, "I have one question I want you to ask Lord Narayan."
У меня есть один вопрос, который я хочу задать Господу Нараяне.
Narada Muni said, "What is your question?"
Нарада Муни сказал, "Каков твой вопрос?"
He said, "I want you to ask Lord Narayan when he's going to take me back to the spiritual world."
Я хочу, чтобы ты спросил у Господа Нараяна, когда он заберет меня в духовный мир.
He said, "I'm such a low class person. I'm just making shoes all the time. Touching the skin of animals. But I want to go back to the spiritual world so bad. I know that I'm fallen. But if I go to the spiritual world, I can serve the Lord purely. Oh, ask him, when is he going to take me?" So Narada looked at him and said, "Harasho, harasho." He said, "Don't worry, I'll ask." And then Narada Muni, he played his veena. And then the next minute, Narada went to the spiritual world. And he is at the gates of Vaikuntha. And Jaya and Vijaya were there. And they went, "Oh, Narada Muni, namaste, Hare Krishna. Come immediately and see Lord Narayan." So they took him quickly inside the palace of Lord Narayan. And he went in and Lord Narayan was sitting on a magnificent throne. And Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, was just by his side. And so many servants were there and they were spinning the chamaras. And thousands and thousands of goddesses of fortune were there, and they were serving him in so many ways. And he had beautiful crown on. And he had four arms. And he had beautiful golden clothes. And his eyes were just beautiful, like these beautiful lotus flowers. And so Lord Narayan, he looked up and he saw Narada Muni. And he stood up and he said, "Oh, Narada, namaste, welcome to Vaikuntha." How are you doing? Are you well? Any blessings that you want? Anything I can give you, what do you want? And he said, Oh Lord Narayan, everything is well. I'm chanting your holy name in great ecstasy. I'm traveling everywhere in the universe and spreading the glories of your holy name. He said, but recently I was in the material world. And when I was in the material world, I met two people. And they had questions for you. Lord Narayan said, Хорошо. What is the question?
Какие вопросы?
Какие вопросы? And he said, Well, I met one Brahmin.
Я встретил одного Брахмана.
He was big Brahmin.
Он был очень большой Брахман.
Always chanting Vedic mantras.
Всегда воспевающий ведические мантры.
And living just like very, very fancy Brahmin.
И он жил как настоящий Брахман.
And he had a question for you.
У него был вопрос к тебе.
He wants to know when you will bring him back to Vaikuntha.
Он хочет знать, когда ты возьмёшь его вновь на Вайкунтху.
So Lord Narayan, he thought for one moment.
И в одно мгновение Господь Нараян думал.
He said, 1 million births and deaths.
Через тысячи, через миллионы рождений и смертей.
And Narada Muni said, what?
Narada Muni спросил, что?
He's such a good Brahmin.
Он такой хороший Брахман.
He's always chanting Vedas.
Он всегда воспевает Веды.
He's always pouring ghee on the fire.
Он всегда льет ги на огонь.
He's always doing jagya.
Он всегда совершает яги.
So many people give him respect.
И так много людей дают ему уважение.
1 million births and deaths?
1 миллион рождений и смертей?
Are you sure?
Ты уверен?
1 million births and deaths. And Narada became completely bewildered. And then he said, All right, I have another question. He said, I met this shoemaker. He's a pretty low class man. He's always dealing with animal skin. And he wants to know when you're going to take him back to Vaikuntha. And Lord Narayan, he thought for a second. He said, Very soon. And then Narada Muni went, Oh, Bosha. What is Narayan up to? What is Narayan doing? I can't understand the mind of the Lord. He said, This Brahmin is so high. And that shoemaker is so low. And he's going to take the shoemaker very soon, and he's going to take the Brahmin after 1 million years. So then Lord Narayan, he looked at Narada. He said, You go back to the material world. You go to both of those people. And I want you to tell them something. And Narada said, Yes, what should I tell them? You tell them that when you saw Lord Narayan, he had one huge, huge elephant.
Ты скажи, что когда ты встретил Нараяну, он имел огромного слона.
And in the other hand, he had a sewing needle.
А в другой руке у него была швейная игла.
And he had the elephant by the nose.
И он тащил этого слона за нос.
And he was pulling the elephant back and forth through the little hole of the sewing needle.
И он проводил этого слона через
So you just go back to the material world and you tell these people that I was doing this.
Просто отправляйся в материальный мир и скажи тем людям, что я занимался этим.
And then you'll understand everything.
И тогда ты поймешь все.
So Narada just said, Хорошо, Hare Krishna, and then back down to the material world.
Я отправился в материальный мир.
So then he came to the Brahmin.
And
the Brahmin said, Oh, Narada, Hare Krishna.
Namaste.
Did you go to Vaikuntha?
And
he said, Da, I went to Vaikuntha. He said, Did you see Lord Narayan? He said, Yes, I saw Lord Narayan. And he said, What was Lord Narayan doing when you saw him in Vaikuntha? And Narada Muni said, Oh, Lord Narayan. He was sitting in Vaikuntha. And he had a sewing needle in one hand. And he had a huge, huge elephant by the nose in the other hand. And he was pulling that elephant back and forth through the eye of the sewing needle. And that Brahman looked at him and said, Narada, don't speak nonsense like that. Why are you speaking that way? We know that you can't take an elephant through the eye of a sewing needle. Why are you coming and telling stories like that? It's impossible that that could be done. You're joking me. Why do you speak that way? Lord Narayan, he's sitting in Vaikuntha. And he's surrounded by so much opulence. He would never do something like that. So then he looked at Narada Muni. And he said, did Lord Narayan say when he was going to take me back to Godhead? Narada Muni said, yes, he did. He said, when? After 1 million births and deaths. The Brahman was like, and then Narada Muni, he just left. And then he went to that very low-class shoemaker. Right, Constantine? So he went to that very low-class shoemaker. And he looked at me and said, oh, Narada Muni, Hare Krishna. Did you go to Vaikuntha? Narada said, yes, I went to Vaikuntha. He said, did you see Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha? He went, ah, I saw Lord Narayan. He said, really? You saw my Lord? What was my Lord doing in Vaikuntha? And he said, oh, Lord Narayan, he had a sewing needle in one hand. And he had a huge elephant by the nose in his other hand. And he was pulling that elephant back and forth through the eye of the sewing needle. And when that Brahmin heard that, what did he do? Immediately tears came out of his eyes and his hair stood on end, and he started going, Narayan, 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 oh my Lord Narayan, you're so wonderful. You can perform such miracles. No one has potency like you. No one has ability like you. Oh, Lord Narayan, I fall at your feet and I worship you forever. And Narada Muni just saw the emotion that that low-class man had. And Narada Muni just became overwhelmed in ecstasy. And he started dancing like these brahmacharis were dancing this morning. It's a sign of ecstasy. That one will dance and chant in ecstasy. When one becomes stimulated by remembrance of the Lord. So Narada was just chanting and dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then the Brahmin looked at him and said, Narada, please, what did Lord Narayan say?
Narada, пожалуйста, скажи, что сказал Господь Нараян?
He said, when will Lord Narayan take me back to the spiritual world?
Когда Господь Нараян заберет меня в духовный мир?
Said, very soon he's going to take you back to the spiritual world. Because you have so much faith in your Lord Narayan. So the man, he just fell unconscious on the ground. And tears started flowing from his eyes. And then Narada said, hey, get up, get up. Narada says, I have one question for you. And the Brahmin, and the shoemaker, he said, what is your question? I'm so low class. How could I answer one of your questions? Narada said, just listen. I want to know, how is it that you develop such transcendental faith on the Lord? The Brahmin said, oh, I'll explain to you. He said, for 50 years I have been sitting next to this banyan tree. And I've been sewing people's shoes. And sometimes I see the fruit come on the banyan tree. And then that fruit will fall to the ground and it will open. And the seeds of that fruit are so small that you can hardly see them. But from such small, small seed comes this biggest tree in the world, the banyan tree. He said, if the Lord is so wonderful that He can put such a huge tree inside such a small seed, why can't He take an elephant through the eye of a needle? And Narada heard that, he went, Harima! And he said, I wish that I had faith on the Lord like you. But the actual fact is that Narada can give that faith. And we've seen in Srimad Bhagavatam so many people, he gave faith on the Lord. Srila Vyasadeva is sitting in the Himalayas and he's crying. He said, I wrote all of the Vedas. Still, I'm not happy and satisfied. Narada Muni looked at him and said, oh, Vyasadeva. He said, you've done such a good job. You've written such nice Vedas, teaching people how they can go to heaven. Simply to enjoy heavenly happiness and then come down again. Are you satisfied, Vyasadeva? Are you satisfied that you've taught people that just by having sons, that's virtuous activity? Just by having sons. By producing sons. Are you satisfied that you've taught people how to perform karmakanda activities? You won't be satisfied until you describe the transcendental glories of the Lord. Therefore, write the transcendental glories of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you'll become satisfied. Or Dhruva Maharaj. What did he tell Dhruva Maharaj? He said, you're just a boy. You can't get the Lord. The Lord can only be achieved by great ascetics and yogis. And Dhruva Maharaj said, go away. I don't want to speak to you. I want the Lord. Then Narada said, all right, then go to the jungle and do austerities. And what did he do? He stood on one leg. He only drank so little water. He only ate leaves from trees. After 1 month, he would only breathe one time in a month.
Через неделю он дышал только раз in 1 month. Через месяц он дышал только раз в неделю.
After 6 months, he was performing so much austerity and tapasya.
Через 6 месяцев он совершал так много аскезы тапаси.
That the whole universal weight was coming on his body.
Что вся weight.
Weight.
Что вся вселенская тяжесть пришла на его тело.
And his foot was pressing the earth so heavily.
И его стопа давила на землю так сильно.
That the earth was beginning to go out of its orbit.
Что земля начала сходить со своей орбиты.
And all the demigods, they were becoming very nervous.
И все полубоги очень обеспокоились.
And they said, "Oh, Lord Narayan."
И они сказали, "О, Господь Нараян."
Quickly, go down and find out what that boy wants.
Быстрее иди и узнай, что этот мальчик хочет.
Otherwise, he's going to make too many problems in the universe.
Иначе он сделает так много проблем во вселенной.
Or Srila Prahlad Maharaj.
Srila Prahlad Maharaj.
Srila Prahlad Maharaj is in the womb of his mother.
Он находился в чреве своей матери.
And the demigods, they knew that Hiranyakasipu had gone away.
И они знали, что Хираньякашипу ушел.
So they attacked Hiranyakasipu's kingdom.
И они напали на царство Хираньякашипу.
And they took the wife of Hiranyakasipu.
И они украли его жену.
And all the demigods, they were going to behave just like low-class soldiers.
И эти полубоги хотели действовать так, как действуют солдаты низкого класса.
Just like in these parts of the world,
как в этой части земли,
wars take place.
Происходят войны.
And the soldiers are low class.
И солдаты низкого класса.
And they perform every abominable activity.
И они совершают все низкие действия.
So the demigods, they pulled their swords.
И эти полубоги вытащили
свои. And they were ready to kill the pregnant wife of Hiranyakasipu.
И они готовы были убить беременную жену Хираньякасипу.
They said the father is such a snake.
Они сказали, отец такая змея.
Who can understand what type of serpent must be in the womb of the wife?
Кто может понять, какой вид змеи содержится в чреве этой?
And they were just getting ready to kill her.
И они уже хотели убить ее.
And Narada Muni appeared and he said, "No, don't do this."
И Нарада Муни появился и сказал, "Нет, не делайте."
The child in that womb is a saint.
Ребенок в чреве является святым.
And then he took Mrs. Hiranyakasipu to his ashram.
И тогда он забрал миссис Хираньякасипу в свой ашрам.
And there he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to that child within the womb.
И там он рассказал этому ребенку в чреве Шримад Бхагаватам.
And gave spiritual instruction to Prahlad Maharaj while he was still in the womb.
И дал ему духовное наставление, когда тот находился в чреве.
And then Prahlad came out, he never saw his spiritual master.
Когда Прохлад вышел, он никогда не видел своего духовного учителя.
But by the grace of Narada Muni, he was such an exalted transcendentalist.
Но по милости Нарада Муни, он был таким продвинутым преданным.
He was constantly absorbed in Krishna Smaranam.
Он был полностью погружен в Кришна Смаранам.
Hiranyakasipu tried to kill Prahlad in so many ways.
Hiranyakasipu хотел убить Прохлада.
But Prahlad was just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, always depending on the Lord, and the Lord saved him in every circumstance.
Он всегда полагался на Бога, и Господь всегда защищал его.
So this is the position of a great saint like Narada Muni.
И таково положение святого, как Нарада Муни.
Isn't it, Rishabhdev? That Narada Muni can put within the heart of the living entity faith in Krishna.
Может поместить в сердце живого существа веру в Кришну.
So our parampara is coming from Narada Muni.
Наша парампара исходит от Нарада Муни.
And all of the great spiritual masters in our line, they put faith for Krishna within our hearts.
И все духовные учителя помещают веру в Кришну в свои сердца.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he drowned the whole world in faith and love for Krishna.
Чайтанья Махапрабху погрузил весь мир в веру,
faith and
love.
В веру и в любовь в Кришну.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he spread the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Western world and injected faith for Krishna throughout the entire world.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
he distributed in the Western.
Yeah.
Он распространил по всему Западу трансцендентное знание.
In the year that Srila Prabhupada was born,
в тот год, когда родился Шрила Прабхупада,
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent one English book called The Life and Precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur написал книгу, которая называлась «Жизнь и наставления Чайтаньи Махапрабху».
To the Western countries.
Он отправил ее в западные страны.
He spread these teachings.
Он распространил это знание.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he injected pure faith for Krishna in the hearts of millions and millions of people.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, он погрузил эту трансцендентную любовь в миллионы и миллионы людей.
Srila Prabhupada, look what he has done.
Посмотрите, что сделал Srila Prabhupada.
Every town and village of the world, he spread the chanting of the holy name in faith and love for Lord Krishna.
Он распространил веру и любовь в Кришну и воспевание святого имени в каждую деревню, в каждый город.
And your holy spiritual masters, they have taken faith and love for Krishna and they have placed it within your heart.
И ваши духовные учителя приняли эту веру и любовь к Кришну и поместили ее в ваши сердца.
So Rupa Goswami says the beginning is faith.
Rupa Goswami говорит, что все начинается с веры.
And then he says association with Vaishnavas.
А затем общение с Вайшнавами.
And then from associating with Vaishnavas, we'll understand the importance of chanting the holy name and accepting spiritual master.
И в результате общения с Вайшнавами мы поймем важность принятия духовного учителя и воспевания святого имени.
Then our spiritual masters will engage us and activities to purify our consciousness.
И затем духовные учителя займут нас в деятельности, которая очистит наше сознание и сердца.
And then nastapraeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shlokir, Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Then we'll start becoming free from everything which is abhadra or inauspicious.
И тогда мы станем освобождаться от всего неблагоприятного.
What are those inauspicious things?
Какие это неблагоприятные вещи?
Your lust is inauspicious.
Это вожделение является неблагоприятным.
Your anger is inauspicious.
Гнев является неблагоприятным.
Your greed is inauспicious.
Жадность является неблагоприятным.
My pride is inauспicious.
Гордость является неблагоприятным.
My envy is inauспicious.
Зависть является неблагоприятным.
My illusion is inauспicious.
Иллюзия является неблагоприятным.
So if we don't have that transcendental faith and follow the instructions of our spiritual masters.
Если у вас будет этот нетная вера в выполнение наставления духовного учителя.
And serve the orders of our spiritual master.
И служение наставлениям духовного учителя.
These inauspicious qualities will go away.
Все эти неблагоприятные качества уйдут.
And then we'll become steadily fixed in hearing and chanting about Krishna.
И тогда мы будем сосредоточены на слушании и воспевании.
Now we chant Hare Krishna and we put our beads down.
Сейчас мы воспеваем Харе Кришна и кладем свои
And we say, now I can get on to my real work.
А сейчас мы говорим, сейчас я займусь своей настоящей работой.
But when we become advanced, we'll understand that chanting the name is the real work.
А когда мы станем продвинутыми, тогда мы поймем, что воспевание является истинной работой.
And we'll come to a point where we won't be able to stop chanting Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours a day.
И мы придем к такому уровню, когда мы не сможем остановиться в воспевании Харе Кришна мантры на протяжении всех 24 часов.
We'll realize how sweet is the holy name.
Мы поймем, насколько сколько сладости в святом имени.
It's more sweet than your compote.
Это слаже, чем ваш компот.
It's more sweet than milk.
Это слаже, чем мед.
It's more sweet than halava.
Это слаже, чем халава.
It's more sweet than шладки шарики.
Это слаже, чем сладкие шарики.
It's the sweetest thing that we could ever imagine.
Это самое сладкое, что мы можем только себе.
Because Krishna is present on that name.
Потому что Кришна присутствует в этом имени.
Krishna is the name. It's non-different.
Кришна является этим именем. Мы не отличим.
So when we become advanced, we'll always keep the association of Krishna through vibrating His holy name.
Когда мы станем продвинутыми, мы всегда будем общаться с Кришной через воспевание Его имени.
And then something phenomenal will happen to us all.
И когда произойдет что-то удивительное с нами.
Our attachments will change.
Наши привязанности изменятся.
Now we have nasty attachments.
Сейчас у нас есть плохие привязанности.
We're attached to things because we want to exploit them.
Мы привязаны к вещам, потому что мы хотим эксплуатировать их.
We're attached because we want to extract some pleasure from my own well-being.
Мы привязаны к вещам, потому что мы хотим выжать из них наслаждение для себя.
We're selfish.
Мы эгоистичны.
So we have so many of these nasty material attachments.
И у нас так много этих ужасных материальных привязанностей.
But when we advance in the chanting of the holy name, our attachments will change.
Но когда мы продвинемся в воспевании святого имени, наши привязанности изменятся.
We'll become 100% perfectly attached only to Krishna.
Мы станем на 100% привязанными только к Кришне.
We won't have any consideration for anything other than Krishna and Krishna's devotees.
Мы не будем ничем привлекаться, кроме самого Кришны и его преданных.
And Krishna's pure devotional service.
И чистого преданного служения Кришне.
Can you imagine how nice that will be?
Вы можете себе представить, как хорошо будет это?
Just being attached to Krishna.
Просто быть привязанным к Кришне.
At that state, our heart becomes so pure.
В этом состоянии наше сердце становится таким чистым.
That mirror of our consciousness becomes so highly shined.
Что зеркало нашего сознания так сияет.
That when we meditate and look at the mirror of our heart,
что когда мы медитируем и смотрим на это зеркало в своем сердце,
not only will we see ourselves,
мы не только увидим самого себя,
but we'll see Krishna looking out at us.
Мы увидим Кришну, который смотрит на нас.
We'll start to get a glimpse of the beautiful form of the Lord.
Мы увидим признаки прекрасной формы Господа.
But unless you have faith and attachment, you won't see the beautiful form of the Lord.
Но пока у вас не будет веры и непривязанности, вы не увидите Господа.
You can stay in this world being attached to so many things.
Вы можете остаться в этом мире и быть привязанным к таким разным вещам.
But if we have complete, absolute faith and love on Krishna and His holy name, then the Lord will start to reveal Himself to us.
Но если у нас будет абсолютная и полная вера в Господа, только тогда Господь проявит нам себя.
And what will happen when the Lord shows Himself to us?
И что произойдет, когда Господь покажет себя?
Hey, Krishna! It will be like unconsciousness.
Это будет как подобное отсутствие
сознания. And then we'll wake up.
И мы пробудимся.
And we'll say, what happened?
И мы пробудимся и спросим, что произошло.
We'll find ourselves crying.
Мы увидим, что мы плачем.
And showing so many signs of ecstasy.
Будет так много проявлений экстаза.
And we'll think, but this can't be real.
Но мы подумаем, это невозможно.
Because I'm such a fallen person.
Я такой падший.
But then I'll go to Manohar.
А потом я отправимся к Манохар.
And I'll say, this happened to me.
И я скажу ему, это произошло со мной.
Manohar, yes, the Lord's revealing His mercy to you.
И Манохар ответит, да, Господь проявляет свою милость.
And then we'll become more and more eager.
И тогда это станет все легче.
And more and more enthusiastic.
Еще больше энтузиазма.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then Krishna will be sitting in the spiritual sky. And he'll say, somebody is really singing my name down there. With so much enthusiasm. So much faith. So much love. Who is that person? I have to give that person mercy. He's crying for me. I have to show him some mercy. And then Krishna will just lift his hand. And he'll bestow his mercy upon the living entity. No more material concept of life. No more thinking that we're Ruskis or Amerikanskis. Or Gruzinskis or Abazanskis. All of this will be finished. And we'll just realize that we're pure souls. With an eternal identity. And you'll realize who that identity is. It's just like I go, Charaniti Prabhu, who are you? I go, Constantine, who are you? He'll say, I am the servant of Krishna. And I go, Harasho. Which servant of Krishna are you? He goes, I'm Constantine. No. In your spiritual form, which servant of Krishna are you? What do you look like? What's your name? What's your husband's name? What's your father's name? When Krishna shows us His mercy, we'll understand all these things. We'll come to the spiritual platform. No more hankering. No more lamentation. No more nasty material desires. Only we'll want to serve Krishna with love. So, this is the type of faith that we require. In that position, we'll start to experience all those wonderful symptoms that are described in our nectar devotion. Somebody will just walk up to us. And they'll go, Krishna. And we'll hear, Krishna! 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 Hey, Krishna! In ecstasy. But that will develop. That's not the end. Because that will develop to the state of pure Krishna prema. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taught that Krishna prema is the last goal of the life. He said, prema pumarto mahan, that the ultimate goal, the last goal, is to develop our loving relationship with Krishna. Then our emotions will know no limits. It's just like sometimes Radharani is with Krishna. And they go to one beautiful place in Vrindavan. And they have been playing for many hours. So Krishna sits down. And then Radharani sits down next to Krishna. And then Radharani's face is like a lotus flower. But not pink lotus flower. But golden lotus flower. And there's a beautiful aroma that comes from Radharani's face. That's more sweet than honey.
который слаже, чем мед.
So she's sitting there.
И она сидит там.
And then big bumblebees start to come.
И тогда появляется огромный шмель.
And they think that Radharani's face is a lotus flower, and they smell that aroma, so they want to go to drink the honey.
И эти шмели, они думают, что лицо Радхарани это лотос, они направляются, чтобы взять оттуда нектар.
And then Radharani starts going, no, no, go away, go away.
Радхарани говорит, нет, нет, убирайтесь, убирайтесь.
And then she takes her cloth and she pulls her cloth over her head.
И она берет свою ткань и накрывает ее голову.
Because she's afraid that bumblebee will go.
Она боится, что эти шмели укусят ее.
So then Krishna's boyfriend Madhu Mangal, he sees that Radharani is afraid.
И тогда Madhu Mangal, друг Кришны, видит, что Радхарани испугалась.
And then Madhu Mangal, he picks up some peacock feathers and he starts chasing that bumblebee away.
И тогда он берет павлинье перо и начинает отгонять этих шмелей.
So then he chases that bumblebee very far away.
И он отгоняет этих шмелей далеко.
And then he calls out, "Hey, Radharani! Madhusudan has gone."
И он говорит, "Эй, Радхарани, Мадхусудан ушел."
Because Madhusudan can mean a bumblebee.
Потому что Мадхусудан также означает шмель.
But also Madhusudan is a name for Krishna.
Мадхусудан еще имя Кришны.
Where is that Madhusudan?
Где этот Мадхусудан?
Here's one Madhusudan.
Здесь есть один Мадхусудан.
Where's that little Madhusudan?
А есть еще маленький Мадхусудан. Где?
He's out playing somewhere.
Он играет где-то.
So Madhu Mangal says, Madhusudan is gone.
Madhu Mangal said, Madhusudan ушел.
And Radharani is sitting just by the side of Krishna.
Radharani сидит рядом с Кришной.
She goes, Madhusudan is gone.
Она говорит, он ушел.
Where did he go?
Куда он ушел?
Why did he leave me?
Почему он оставил меня?
Did I do some offense?
Я совершила какое-то оскорбление.
Did I not speak nicely to him?
Я говорила что-то плохо ему.
Is he attracted by some other girl?
Он привлечен какой-то другой девушкой.
Why did he go away?
Почему он ушел?
I'll never see him again.
Я больше не увижу его никогда.
And he's sitting just by her side.
А он сидит рядом с ней.
And she starts crying and crying and crying.
Она плачет, плачет и плачет.
And then Krishna looks over.
И Кришна смотрит.
And he goes, "My goodness."
И он говорит,
he says, "Look what's happening to her."
Посмотрите, что с ней происходит.
She simply heard that I went away.
Она просто услышала, что я ушел.
And even though she's in my presence,
и даже она находится рядом со мной,
she's feeling separation and love.
Она чувствует разлуку в любви.
And look at this person's emotions.
И посмотрите на эмоции этой личности.
Tears are coming from her eyes. Her hair has become loose. Her clothes have become slackened. So much love she has for me. And then Krishna starts to cry. And the both of them start crying. And then they cry so much that they form one lake.
И они плачут так много, что они образуют целое озеро.
And that lake is known as Prem Sarovar.
Это озеро называется Prem Sarovar.
A very beautiful lake in Vrindavan.
Прекрасное озеро в Вриндаване.
And if you come to Vrindavan, you can go swimming in that lake.
Если вы приедете во Вриндаван, вы сможете там умыться.
Shri Shri Radha Krishna Ki.
Yeah.
So these are exalted emotions.
Это таковы удивительные эмоции.
And if we become eager for Krishna,
если мы станем желать Кришну,
our emotions can wake up.
И наши эмоции пробудятся.
Now I have as much emotion as a stone.
Сейчас у меня эмоции подобны камню.
Tears don't come from my eyes.
Слезы не текут с моих.
I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nothing happens.
И я повторяю Хари Кришна, ничего со мной не происходит.
Why does that happen?
Почему так происходит?
Because Srimad Bhagavatam says we've done offenses.
Потому что Шримад Бхагаватам говорит, что мы совершили оскорбление.
So we're all practicing devotees.
Мы сейчас все практикующие преданные.
We're not perfect devotees.
Мы не совершенные преданные.
But we're practitioners.
Мы практикуем.
So in our practice of devotional service, we should endeavor to become free from offenses.
И в нашей практике преданного служения мы должны желать освободиться от оскорблений.
We should become free from this propensity to criticize other Vaishnavas.
Мы должны освободиться от критики вайшнавов.
That's a very bad offense.
Это очень плохое оскорбление.
All offenses, namaparads, we should avoid.
Все оскорбления намапарадхи мы должны.
All offenses to deities we should avoid.
Все оскорбления божествам мы должны избегать.
All offenses to Vaishnavas we should avoid.
Все оскорбления вайшнавам мы должны избегать.
And when our devotional service will become cleaned of all offenses,
и когда наше преданное служение освободится от всех оскорблений,
then when we chant Hare Krishna, we'll remember the Lord.
Тогда, когда мы будем воспевать Хари Кришна,
we'll remember the Lord.
Тогда мы будем помнить Господа.
And we'll start to experience those exalted feelings of spiritual love.
И тогда мы будем ощущать эти возвышенные, возвышенное состояние любви.
So the essence of the process
и сущность этого процесса
is to serve a devotee like Narada Muni.
Служить преданным, как Нарада Муни.
And that devotee that you can serve is your holy spiritual master. So you should fix your minds with faith and love on the feet of your spiritual master. Narottam Das Thakur says something very strong. He says, I will tell you what is the supreme goal of life. The supreme goal of life is the lotus feet of my spiritual master.
Is it
Shri Guru Charanirati Ese Uttamagati? Uttamagati means topmost goal.
Uttamagati значит высшая цель.
And one can achieve that topmost goal if he has so much attachment for his spiritual master's lotus feet.
Этой высшей цели можно достичь только тогда, когда будет очень сильная привязанность к лотосным стопам духовного учителя.
So that means if your spiritual master says chant 16 attentive and offenseless rounds, you'll strive to do that.
Это означает, что если духовный учитель говорит, что вы должны повторять 16 без оскорбительных и чистых кругов, вы должны это сделать.
If your spiritual master says avoid all offenses, you'll avoid offenses.
Если ваш духовный учитель говорит, что вы должны избегать всех оскорблений, вы должны избегать их.
If your spiritual master says strictly follow four regulative principles, you'll strictly follow four regulative principles.
Если духовный учитель говорит строго соблюдать четыре регулирующих принципа, то нужно их соблюдать.
If your spiritual master says train your mind that you'll simply want to give every living entity the opportunity to take up Krishna consciousness, then you'll train your mind in that way.
Если духовный учитель говорит, что вы должны тренировать своим таким образом, чтобы у вас развилось желание дать сознание Кришны каждому живому существу, then, то вы должны это сделать.
Then you'll go for Харинам.
Тогда вы отправитесь на Харинам.
You'll go for book distribution.
Отправитесь на распространение.
You'll go for Prasadam distribution.
Пойдете на распространение Прасада.
You'll preach in schools.
Будете проповедовать в школах.
You'll do everything that you can just to give people the opportunity to end their material life and to take up Krishna bhakti.
Вы будете делать все для того, чтобы дать возможность людям закончить их материальную жизнь и начать.
And that's what all of our spiritual masters are requesting us to do. And if we will fix our consciousness in that way and please our spiritual masters, then Krishna will become pleased.
If you сосредоточите свой ум таким образом, удовлетворите духовного учителя, тогда сам Кришна будет удовлетворен.
So this is the process of devotional service.
Таков процесс преданного служения.
That we should beg devotional service from a devotee like Narada Muni.
Мы должны молить преданного служения у преданных, как это делал Нарада Муни.
And they will become very pleased to give it to us.
И они будут очень удовлетворены и дадут нам это.
But it's based upon cheshtitam, swa cheshtitam, which means our own personal, individual, strong endeavor.
Это означает, что у нас должно быть личное усилие, желание приложить усилия.
This is like Mother Yashoda and baby Krishna. And Krishna was such a rascal. He was always doing so many tricks and so many bad things. So one day Mother Yashoda was giving breast milk to Krishna. And then cow's milk was boiling on the stove. Because Mother Yashoda had idea to use cow's milk to make so many preparations for Krishna.
She's
going to make yogurt, gulab jamun, rasgulla, burfi, sandesh, all these things she was going to make for Krishna from that milk. And so the milk started to boil over. So then she took Krishna and put him down. And to do service for Krishna, she went to turn the milk off. But Krishna went wild. He said, you were giving me your good breast milk. And then you put me down. Then Krishna started screaming and breaking so many things. And then just Mother Yashoda became very upset with Krishna.
И мама Яшода очень была печальна.
And she started chasing him with a stick in her hand.
И она стала гоняться за ним с палкой.
And she said, "I'm going to beat you."
Я побью тебя.
Now this is a wonderful quality of Krishna.
Это удивительное качество Кришны.
That he's the Supreme Lord.
Он верховный Господь.
And it stated in Shastra that even fear personified becomes afraid of Krishna.
И в Ведах говорится, что даже олицетворенный страх боится Кришны.
But when he plays as a human,
но когда он играет как человек,
he plays so perfectly,
он играет так совершенно,
that when his Mother Yashoda holds a stick and chases him, he becomes deathly afraid of Mother Yashoda.
Что когда мама Яшода гонится за ним с палкой, он действительно боится мамы Яшоды.
So Krishna is running with so much fear.
И он бежит с таким страхом.
So here he is.
Вот он напротив вас.
The rascal.
Мошенник.
Sometimes Mother Yashoda would find Krishna, and from the top of his head to the bottom of his head, it would be covered in butter.
Иногда мама Яшода видит Кришну, когда вся голова его в масле.
And or with yogurt.
Или с йогуртом.
And she'd say, "You've been stealing the butter, you rascal!"
Она говорит, ты украл молоко, мошенник.
And he'd look at his mother and say, "Mother, I haven't eaten any butter."
И он говорит, мама, я не съел никакого масла.
He'll just be so serious, I haven't taken anything. Which is another quality of the Supreme Lord. Is that he can lie. So Yashoda was chasing Krishna. And Krishna was so afraid. Just little boy. Just naked. He just had a belt of small bells around his waist.
У него был такой тонкий пояс колокольчиков.
And just his ankle bells on.
И на ножках были колокольчики.
And little pearl necklace around his neck.
И небольшое ожерелье на.
And some peacock feathers in his head.
И перо павлина в голове.
Little fat legs, just like a little boy with fat legs.
С жирненькими ножками.
And he's running and he's looking at his mother.
Он убегает и смотрит на свою маму.
And he says, "Mommy, don't beat me."
Он говорит, мама, не бей меня.
He says, "I'm gonna beat you."
Я побью тебя.
And so finally she caught him. And then all the gopis in the neighborhood, they came. And there are two camps of gopis. One camp of the gopis, they were saying, "Beat him, beat him." Do you know what he did? He came into my house and he started eating all the yogurt. And then he started feeding the monkeys. And then when I started chastising him, he passed urine on my kitchen floor. And then another gopi said, "Do you know what he did? My baby was sleeping.
Мой маленький мальчик спал.
And it took me so long to get my baby to sleep.
И так долго я усыпляла его.
And then Krishna came sneaking up behind them.
И Кришна украдкой пришел.
And he reached down and he pinched my baby.
И он подошел и ущипнул
моего. Said, "Beat him." And then the other gopis were saying, "No, no, don't beat him. He's so sweet. Even if he does something wrong, he's such a pretty boy. Don't you harm him." So then Mother Yashoda said, "All right, I'm going to chastise you." So she had these big clay pots that she would put yogurt inside of. And then she would go like this with this stick. And then the butter would separate from the yogurt. And then they take that butter and they make ghee from that. So she decided she was going to tie Krishna up to one of those big yogurt things. So she grabbed a rope and she put that rope around Krishna. But it wasn't big enough. It was two fingers too short. And so then she grabbed another rope and she tied it up and she put it around Krishna. It was two fingers too short. And then she grabbed another rope and tied it up and she put it around, and still it was two fingers too short. Krishna wasn't becoming bigger and bigger. He wasn't expanding himself. But this was a manifestation of Krishna's Achintya-shakti. Achintya-shakti means the inconceivable potency of the Lord.
Achintya-shakti — это значит непостижимая
mother just told her she couldn't figure out what was happening. And she was going, "You rascal!" Then she was getting more and more ropes. Finally, she had thousands of ropes tied together. And still, it was two fingers too short. And by that time, she was crying, and her hair had fallen down, and she was sweating like the brahmacharis in kirtan. And she was, "Oh, Krishna!" And Krishna saw how sincere Yashoda Devi was. And now her consciousness, her mind, her senses, everything were simply fixed on him. With the love of a mother, Krishna went, "Harisho." He gave his mercy to Mother Yashoda. And then she tried putting those ropes around
him.
And then they tied. She said, "I told you I would chastise you. You were doubting me, but now I've shown you who's the boss around here. So you rascal, you stay here." Krishna's looking at her big, big eyes. "Oh, Mother, don't hurt me." So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us that this is very significant. He says, two fingers, those two fingers are very significant. What do they mean? One finger means the mercy of Krishna. But the other finger means the determination of the devotee. And the fixed desire of the devotee. And if you've got these two things, then perfection and devotional service will come. But we shouldn't just sit and wait for Krishna to show his mercy, but not make any endeavor. Oh, I've heard that Krishna is merciful to fallen people. And there's no doubt that I'm fallen. So if I just wait long enough, he'll show me his mercy. So let me take prasadam again. Let me go take some rest. And let me spend 2 hours in the bathroom putting my tilak on. And then let me take a little more prasadam. And let me take a little more rest. And then maybe I'll dance in the kirtan for a while. But only if there'll be some sweet balls after. No. Make a strong endeavor. Use everything you've got. What have you got? You've got your words. You've got your body. You've got your mind. You've got your position. Some people, they have position in this world. Krishna has given them some position on the basis of their past karmas. So we shouldn't use our position for our own betterment. But our position should be utilized for the service of Krishna. We should utilize our words for preaching about Krishna. We should utilize our minds for figuring out the best way to serve Krishna. We should always engage our bodies in Krishna's service. So all these things we have, we should endeavor to fully utilize them for Krishna's service, and then Krishna will give his mercy. And we'll come to the transcendental platform. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Krasnadara Vaishna Vrindaki Harinam Sankirtan Maha Sankirtan on the streets of Krasnodar Ki Gopri Vrindaki.